Morgan takes a good curve, call strike. Looks like you said that Hodges is big and strong just in time. Infield straightaway on Bobby Morgan, who was the batting champion, hitting a 337 International League last year, and the league's most valuable player. Takes a fastball high inside, ball one. Lance Griffey's farm system pushing up one promising player after another to the Dodgers. And the great baseball dynasty being built for Brooklyn. Kramer wants to pitch with another baseball, so an exchange of agates is made. That in the argument, but played on by Rob. A ball and a strike. One out, Morgan up. The Giants two, the Dodgers one. We'll bring you up to date on all the games on the postal scoreboard just as soon as the second inning is concluded. So you hang around here. 21 pitch, curve swung on, hit foul. Outside third base, that was a pretty hot shot. Ball is hit down toward the Giant bullpen, which is in the left field corner. The Giants and the visiting teams at Ebbets Field use the dugout on the third base side and the bullpen in the left field corner. The home club, the Dodgers, use the dugout on the first base side and the bullpen in the right field corner. Morgan in the crouch. Ball in the strike as he counts. Kramer pumped once. Better right-hander once again. Kick high and throws, and Morgan fouls it back. Still 1-2. Deep to fire baseball is taken out by the umpire's ball boy. Doc from Justin Scott had a little visit to the pitcher. Body on. Gil Hodges just thumped one. So, curve went on, and Hodges gets the ball out to the left field corner. Lachlan goes over and makes a nice catch of it. Still out number two. Lachlan can go. Two down, and Roy Campanella, who really hit one for a case of sugar trip yesterday. A grand slam home run, the first in his major league career. Campanella stepping up. Roy has 3-for-7 this year, hitting at 425. He's rated by a lot of knowing baseball people as the best catcher in the game. Bar none. Stocky, powerful, catch every day. That field, down toward left. Kramer delivers, and Campanella sits down. The ball right at shortstop. Down he went. That was a fastball. The ball players say that would have been stuck in his ear if he hadn't ducked. It's a rough game, this baseball. You don't think so? In fact, as anybody who's connected with baseball winces when you say that it's a game. Players, their wives, club executives. It's a business and it's a rough one. Okay. Kramer deals and Campanella swings and fouls it off. Fastball coming in there. Took just a little bit off of it. 1-1. Fine crowd on hand, headed by Commissioner Chandler, who's sitting down in the field box with Branch Rickey, the president of the Dodgers. One pitch. Ball strike on the outside. Throw the knees. One ball, two strikes. 2 men out. Chance leading by a tally, 2-1. Your host is Post Sirius. Yes, ma'am. Kramer has a little trouble reading the sign, hung out by Weston. That's for it again. One and two pitch, curve, outside. Ball two and two. Two balls, two strikes. The breeze is now blowing steadily and vigorously out toward right. If they win, it would help a high drive hit toward right field. Would hold up, to some degree, a high fly ball hit out into left. Would help on the bias, the ball hit high out into center. 2-2 pitch, curve swung on, out to right field. There's Hilo back up against the scoreboard waiting for it. He makes the catch and can't hold up against the top. So, Hodges belted one, and it's a run and a hit. So at the end of two innings, two runs, two hits, and no errors for the Giants. One run and one hit and no errors for Brooklyn. All right. We promised there'd be something on that full scoreboard. Now let's take a look around. The Cardinals, who won their first game and have lost their next three, are at Chicago, where Bob Rush and the Cubs shut them out yesterday, 2-0. And Staley, who pitched the opening game and the one victory for the Cardinals so far, is going for St. Louis. Bill Voisel, who is now with his third ball club in the league, from the Giants to the Braves and now to the Cubs. Voisel is making his first start as a Cub for Chicago. Big right-hander. Philadelphia's at Boston. Kurt Simmons was counted on so much by Philadelphia, that young hustling club that Bob Cobb has put together. Simmons starting for Philadelphia, and Warren Spahn, who's already pitched and won a ball game and a complete win for the Braves. No score, end of two innings. In the three innings, Cincinnati-Pittsburgh. It is 6-1, favor the Pirates. Chesney's for Pittsburgh. Hetsky started, and then Kent Peterson for Cincinnati coming on the second inning. In the American League, Washington will go off 1-0 in favor of the Yankees into the first inning. Boston and Philadelphia, it's 3-0 in favor of the Red Sox over the Athletics. Nothing yet on Chicago, Detroit, or Cleveland, St. Louis, but we'll have results later. Now I'm moving to the third inning, and pitcher Jack Kramer is the first Giant hitter. Outfield, back at the right. The wind has shifted and is blowing up toward the right field corner now. Kramer, right-hand hitter. Bankhead pitches a curve over for a strike. Kramer hasn't been up in the National League this year, so of course we don't have any batting percentage for him. Curve high inside, under the hands, ball one. 1-1. Things going quietly for the second. It won't stay that way long here at Brooklyn. 2-1, favor the Giants. Bankhead's pitch, fastball is high inside, four ball two. Roy Campanella down on his haunches, giving the sign. And a steady target thereafter. Pitch. Call second strike. Fastball on the outside. Now Kramer steps out of there and starts arguing with Rob a little bit. Two and two. Rocha is hollering from where he's coaching at third base to Rob. Bankhead pumping. Loose right-hander pitches 2-2. Curve swung on to the high fly ball in close to the left field foul line. Kluber's over. He's under it, and the left fielder has it. Four out number one. Four Kramer is retired. One up and one away. Here's Ed Stanky, who threw the base on balls to begin the ball game. And was later turned into a run. First to the Giants, two. The first three men for the Giants got on. And nobody else has gotten on. 2-1, favor New York over Brooklyn. Kramer putting on his jacket, going back in the dugout. Stanky is hitting at 250, 3-for-12. Bankhead deals, fastball high inside, ball one, and he hasn't thrown a strike to Stanky today. He walked him on four straight pitches. Again, matters this afternoon. Don delivers, fastball over, four a strike. There's one, half one and one. Ball and a strike. One out. Third ball over for a half one. So, low outside. Now 2-2. Pitch is a curve swung on, hit down to a third base, and foul. It's still 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. In the fourth inning in the Philadelphia-Boston game of the National League, the Phillies came up with a run off Warren Spahn, and they're leading 1-0. The Braves have batted in the last half of the fourth inning. The Cardinals just opened up, getting two runs off Boyzell and getting him out of the ballgame at Chicago. Go ahead, 2-0. Bankhead pitches 2-2 to Sankey. And the curve just pitches in the outside. And now the Brooklyn battery is complaining. Three balls, two strikes. Boyzell started for the Cubs. The Cardinals got him out of there. And Johnny Vandermeer, who during the winter went from the Reds to the Cubs, took over. So the Cubs are bad in the last, the first inning, and the Cardinals are ahead 2-0. The Giants are leading the Dodgers here at Ebbets Field. 2-1. Thank you, the hitter. One out. Nobody on.
Feature pitch. Outside the ball four. So thank you for the second straight time. Goes the walk. Picked up the two walks given up by Bankhead. Whitey Lockman, who singled into center field. First inning. He's hitting at 375, 6-16, is up to his second at bat. The Pittsburgh Pirates at the end of four innings are now leading the Reds 9-1 in the Pittsburgh game. Beard has hit a home run. Westlake has hit one. We give him three in 2 days. Fernandez has hit one, and Kiner has hit one, his second in 2 days for the Pirates. Bankhead starts to get ready and throws over to first. On time. He's learned a great deal since he first got a chance for the Dodgers a couple of years ago. Comes down. Stops and throws. The curve swung on. There's a high fly ball in just deep center field. Russell goes back, sets, makes the catch. Stanky is starting for second base. And here's a throw coming into Robinson. And Stanky is safe. He makes it. Russell's throw into Robinson, the second baseman, was just on the shortstop side of second. Jack had to go out to the ball and then try and dive back in. And Stanky surprised them and tagged up at first and went into second base. The ball was hit right back up against the center field wall, 90 feet away. Well, that's Stanky, I guess, thinking that his old teammate Russell doesn't have that much arm. They both won the Boston Club together last year, the year before. Well, Russell looking in the ground. Yes, he wondered, well, how did Stanky, who's not so fast, get that jump and beat me? He did it. So, two outs. Stanky's in scoring position, as they say in baseball, at second base. And Henry Thompson, left-hand hitting third baseman, who singled and got in the Giants' first run. The first inning is up. He's 4-for-9 this year, hitting .444. It's 2-1, favor New York. Bankhead delivers. Curve is low. Ball one. Ball, no strikes. Thank you, second. Be careful not to get off too far. The pitch. Fastball low inside. Ball two. Bankhead asks for another apple. Change it made. The Post Cereal people, and the newest to the Post Cereals is Sugar Crisp, and it's going like wildfire. Very happy to bring you this first regular season Brooklyn baseball game, not only in New York, but on coast-to-coast hookup all over the country. Glad to have you. Ever sad to the Dodgers at home? Be the same. 2-0 pitch. Curveball too high. Ball three. 3-0. Oh. This is no automatic strike setup, not with the man at second base. 3-0 pitch, over for a call strike. Thompson is taking. 3-1. Henry is probably on his own up there to hit if he pleases, spot like this. He's been hitting very well this young season. Right-hander Bankhead in position, check second, delivers. High outside for ball four. So Thompson walks.
That's the third walk given up by Daniel.
Men at first and second, two out. Top of the third. Campanella goes out to the mound, talks to the pitcher. Sam Marin, the bullpen catcher for the Dodgers, gets up down the right field corner. Hands the baseball over to Ralph Branca. And the big right-hander who wears number 13, he's one of 13 children, gets up. Start warming again for the second time. Branca was throwing steadily, wasting no opportunity to get hot in the first inning when the Giants got their two runs and it looked as though the Bankhead was in one hit of being out of there. Manager Shotton, of course, has a lot of patience. The Giants opened up in a hurry. Now let's see. Don Mueller, the left-hand hitting rookie right fielder, in a crouch, takes a high outside curve for ball one. Stanky off second. Henry Thompson, who can run off first. They're ready to take out. Two men retired. 2-1, New York. The pitch. Curve swung on. There's a high pop fly in the short left field. Shortstop Reese is back. He's under. Shortstop's under and has it. Out number three. And the Giants threat goes by the boards. No runs, no hits, and two men left. A wise man seldom makes predictions about baseball or anything else. But when something's practically surefire, you can't resist. And if ever I saw success in the making, it's our new post-cereal, Sugar Crisp. In city after city, wherever it's been introduced, Sugar Crisp has been a smash hit overnight. So when we say it's going to be one of the biggest selling cereals in America, we are not just moving our molars. Have you tried it yet? Sugar Crisp, you know, is made of delicious big wheat puffs toasted with sugar and honey. You just add milk or cream, and you've got yourself a truly tantalizing breakfast dish. In fact, friends, Sugar Crisp is so good you'll want to eat it right out of the bag. For breakfast, it's dandy. For snacks, it's so handy. Or eat it like candy. Get a good supply at your grocer's, will you? Look for Sugar Crisp in the red, white, and blue bag with the three brown bears. It's a post cereal. Well, let's take 20 seconds now and hear who everybody is. We'll pause for station identification. From Ebbets Field, Brooklyn, where anything can and probably will happen. We're moving into the last half of the third inning. It is 2-1 in favor of the Giants. DeRocher rather loudly hollered for plate umpire Rob and put up quite a squawk. A lot of talk, but much ado about nothing. And here is Bankhead, the Brooklyn pitcher, up for his first at-bat, and he's a good hitting pitcher. Swings and has a line drive over short out of the left field, and it's in there against the wall for a base hit. Bankhead is running in the second base. It's going to be at least a double. Boy, he really took the toenails off that one. Bingo, big line drive. Bankhead, in his first major league at-bat when he came in with the Dodgers a couple of years ago, hit a home run. So he lines a double off the left field wall and puts for himself the tying run at second base. That's the second Brooklyn hit. Time is called while a sweater is taken out to Bankhead. It's a chilsome afternoon, even though the sun is out, and it's very pleasant sitting in the sun. Stan Strahl, the Brooklyn bat boy, has just carried a jacket, a windbreaker, out to Bankhead. The Dodgers are wearing their home whites, and the Giants are wearing their road grays trimmed in black and orange. Westrum is down, given the sign. Pee-wee Reese, who flied out to left field, his first at bat. He's got 200 so far, 3 for 15. These batting percentages we give you are right up to the time the batter is there at the box. Bankhead, who can run off second, nobody out. Kramer pitches, a curve low outside, ball one. Speaking about our batting percentages, we're very happy on our broadcast to have with us a very competent young statistician, Bob Posadi, been with us for the last 3 years now. We're all bad on to give you the best broadcast we can. We got a fellow we want you to meet in the fourth inning, too, that you're going to like. A fellow named Connie Desmond. He and I have only been together 8 years. We're almost on speaking terms. Reese backs out of there. Kramer, who has been just fussing around, now is up on the mound finally. He's in no hurry. Reese leading in. Infield up a step. The pitch is over. Fastball for a call strike above the knees. It was a fastball just a little bit taken off. Kramer is a change of speed pitcher. Sometimes it's hard to detect just whether he's putting on or taking off. The Dodgers of the tying run at second. Nobody out. Last of the third inning. The Giants, 2 and Brooklyn, 1. Kramer asks for the sign again. Steps off the rubber. Eyes on. Right-hander sets, pitches, a curve on the outside corner for a call, second strike. And Reese walks out of there. One ball, two strikes. If you're going in for first for popularity, don't take up the profession of umpire. Anytime you call a player that's in any ways at all on the borderline, it's as sure as you call it, you're going to have 50% of the fellows in these monkey suits out here unhappy. And one ball, two strikes. Wind blowing out to right field. Reese is a left field hitter as a rule. Pee-wee gets out of there. Gets started waiting on Kramer. Veteran right-hander. Comes down. Stops. Delivers. Curve outside for ball two. 2-2. For tomorrow's ball game, Jack Collins, business manager of the Dodgers, has advised there'll be 14,000 seats of all kinds on sale when the park is open tomorrow. Don Newcomb is to be the starting pitcher for the Brooklyn Dodgers. Big giant right-hander. Paul Fedorosha, it might be Marty Kennedy, or it might be Sheldon Jones. Leo said there's a possibility it might even be Hartung, one of the three, probably one of the first two. 2-2 pitch to Reese. Swung on, there's a ground ball down to short. Bankhead's going over third. Dark throws to third base, and Bankhead is out. Dark to Henry Thompson. And Reese holds it first. So that was a nice play. Shortstop Dark over to Thompson. Bankhead figured he could get over there. He runs pretty fast. But as a general rule, when you're in a spot like that, you don't try and go over if that ball's hit ahead of you with less than two out. In other words, you stay up there. If there's any question about it, you stay at second base. Make the play go to first. So the what has happened is the Dodgers have accumulated one out, and their potential tying run is moved from second all the way back to first base. Reese is on at first, scored as a fielder's choice. Bankhead is out at third. There was no force on that play at all. He wasn't forced to go over. The shortstop to the third baseman. And Augie Donatelli, the umpire, was right on top of that play at third, too. He had it. George Schuber, who hit quite a fly ball, but Thompson, who can cover a lot of ground, made quite a catch of it in the first inning. Schuber has one hit for nine at-bats. Of course, if he doesn't pick up, that means that Gene Hermansky would be out there in left field. Rob takes a new ball, rubbing it up. Very much put right. infield has also swung drastically around toward first base. They play Schuber is trickier. Right field hitter. Reese at first. One retired. Giants two. Dodgers one. Tying run at first. Right-hander Kramer pitches, and Schuber takes an outside one. About a three-quarter speed pitch to ball one. One and all. Schuber in a crouch. One and all pitch. Curve low inside, ball two. See that Eddie Brannick, the veteran and venerable, a very capable road secretary of the New York Giants, has moved over and is sitting with Commissioner Chandler now. Harold Parrott, the young road secretary of the Dodgers, is sitting on the other side of the commissioner, so the commissioner's sort of learned all the facts, I guess, about how the fellows go around this league. I think he knew them already. I see Schuber up there 2-0. Takes a curve low inside for ball three. So Kramer says, give me another ball. Over in the Giant dugout, that is the club box at the third base end of the Giant dugout, Horace Stoneham, the president of the Giants, and his assistant, Gary Schumacher, who's one of the great baseball writers on the New York Journal American before he went with Stoneham. And Stoneham's friend and fellow calls up number one, John Rudder. It might be Toot Shaw. That's it, no there. Here's a 3-0 pitch. It's ball four. It's a Schuber walk. And Kramer has the tying run behind him at second base again. Walk Schuber right here. That pushes Reese over to second. Second walk given up by Kramer. And the Giants are a little bit starred now. Catcher Weston goes out to the mound. Third baseman Henry Thompson comes over to the mound. There has been no activity down in the Giant bullpen where Herman Franks is holding for. And right now, there's a little merriment going on. A balloon flew out of the left field stands. And Ray Mueller, one of the Giant catchers, went out there in left field and had a little trouble trying to catch up with it. Every time he'd lean over for it, some little perverse breeze would blow it away. But he got it. I say, everything happens in Brooklyn. You just wait around. It'll happen yet. Well, here's Jim Russell. Rather stung, I think, by two different plays out there in center field. One, that ball he didn't come up with in the first inning, and that mistake he goes from first to second on the fly ball he caught just now. Russell takes the fastball over for a called strike. Russell walked in the first inning. Out there around toward right. Wind is blowing toward right. Knows if Russell would pull one, while the wind would be with him. Kramer, of course, trying to keep it from pulling. Infield is up a step to so Reese at second, Schubert first, they both get on. Kramer deals, fastball high outside, ball one. You put the fellow away from him, you take away to a degree his ability to pull by making him to the other field. Giants leading 2-1. Third and final game of the series tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock, here at Ebbets Field. Russell gets out of there. We write a letter home between everyone of Kramer's pitches. Now here's Thanky coming in from second base to the mound. He's going to visit with Kramer. Boy, with me, I haven't got any place to go. Till fall. 15. At a stand. Now the stocky little second baseman goes jogging back. His father-in-law is the book from third base coach, Milton Stock. 21 pitch. Curve swung on hit right down to Stanky. Who's up with it over to second of golf. One out, two on the first base. Double play. That's all. Russell is not having the day today. He did yesterday. So that closes up matters in the last half of the third inning. The double play is Pecky to Dog and over to Hoffman at first base. No runs, one hit. So Bankhead didn't help himself when he ran over to third base when Reese hit that half-speed ground ball short. Well, folks, Post Serios, very happy to bring you the ball games. Very quickly, let me run over the post scoreboard. At the end of an inning and a half of the Cardinal-Cub game, it is 3-1 in favor of the Cardinals. At the end of five innings, the Phillies and the Braves, it is 1-0 in favor of the Phillies. At the end of five and a half innings of the Pittsburgh-Cincinnati game, it is 9-1 in favor of the Pirates, with Beard, Westlake, Fernandez, and Kiner hitting home runs. That gives Westlake 3 for the year and Kiner 2. In the American League, at the end of three innings, Washington is leading the Yankees 4-1. And they got Porterfield out of there in favor of Sanford. At the end of four innings, the Red Sox lead the Athletics 4-0 behind Starr. Chicago and Detroit have begun. White for Chicago and Huterman for Detroit. And it is no score at the end of half an inning. Nothing yet on Cleveland at St. Louis because of the divergence in time. We told you a few moments ago that Connie Dessen was coming on to do the middle of the ball game for you. I don't know of a finer broadcaster and, more important, a finer man. I've often said, and I'll repeat it again, as long as we've got coast-to-coast listening today, anytime Desmond quits, I'm going to go right out with him. So, here is Mr. C.J., better known to the trade as Connie Desmond. And, friends, he'll con you.
Thank you, Red. Bobby Thompson, leading off. Al Dark will follow, and then will come Jack Harshman, the big first baseman. So Dan Bankhead, making his first major league start, has got himself a honey going here. New York out in front, 2-1. Bankhead swings into his windup, comes down his first pitch, a curveball in there for a strike. Thompson 4-for-9. He was off to a very slow start in the first two games the Giants played over at the Polo Grounds with Boston. But he's found the range, getting it 4-44. He figures to be one of the big guns in the Giants' attack this year. Comes up almost on the tips of his toes. He levels that stick. Bankhead spins down in through there with a curve. Strike two called. 2-1 the way it stands in favor of New York. Outfield is set up just about straight away here on Bobby, and they're deep. Dalvin Dark waiting on deck. Bankhead serves the strike two pitch. Curve outside. Of course, he can afford to throw a couple of waste balls now as he jumped ahead with two quick strikes. Post Serials, very happy to be sending it all your way. Russell has gone over a few steps into left center field. Now the 1-2 pitch to Thompson. He lays off at a high fastball. The Dodger bat boy is walking down towards the bullpen with some information from Barney Shotton. Should there be any fireworks? Wants a couple of fellas to be up and ready. Now Bankhead throws 2-2 again, swung on and chopped down along the third baseline. Morgan up with it. Bobby throws a Hodges incline. 0-5-3 of your scoring. One away in the top half of the fourth inning. Giants beating the Dodgers 2-1. Daggy opened the ball game with a walk. Lockman singled him on to second base. Thompson got him in with a crack in the left center field, sending Lockman around to third base. And then when Mueller hit into a double play, Lockman scored from third base. That's how the Giants got their two. With one out in the second inning, Hodges unloaded a big four-base blow deep back in the left center field stands. It was quite a wallop. First pitch to Dark is high for ball one. Bankhead, after that wobbly start, is settled down. Not given a hit since Thompson, who was the third man up in the first inning, hit a run in. Bankhead throws again, overhand fastball, whizzed right through there for a call strike. He has a very deceptive, almost swivel hip motion out there on the mound. And he's got a little fancy flutter kick along with it. Dan spins, come down the curve, outside. Dark ran up as if to bunt. Pitch was way wide. Ball two, strike one. Dark hitting a 385, 5-for-13. He and Stanky came to the Giants, you know, in one of the biggest, if not the biggest, winter trade. Sending Sam Webb, Sid Gordon, Willard Marshall, and Buddy Kerr up to the hub. Bankhead shows outside, 3-1. The way it stands now. One down here, top half of the fourth inning. DeRocher walking up and down, scratching away with his spikes there. At third base, Freddie Fitzsimmons coaching at first. Bankhead behind now. Ball three, strike one. The pitch way outside. Ball four, and Dark is on. Walk number four given up by Dan. Jack Harshman, who struck out his last time up. Big, tall, gangly first baseman, left-hand hitter. Having a little trouble getting that bat on the baseball, hitting at 167. Hit up 12 times and got a couple of base hits. One of them was a home run at the Polo Grounds against the Braves. Came with a couple on, too. Giants, you know, have yet to win their first ball game of the 1950 season. Dark at first base. Bankhead pitch comes down. Harshman steps away from the curveball that broke tight up against him. Ball one. This, you know, is the ballpark that haunts the Giants. Oh, some of the rough ones they've lost over here. Bankhead throws again. Fastball flung on and lifted high out towards right field. Perillo goes back as the wind carries it a bit. Now he waits at the base of the wall, makes the grab, and back to first base comes Dark. That breeze that is blowing out not too strongly towards right field got a hold of that. Perillo was standing in front of the scoreboard about five or six steps, and then had to quickly go back about five, right up at the base of that concrete right field fence to haul it in. Two out. Brings up the big burly catcher of New York, Wes Westrum. And if West knew someplace where they sold base hits, he'd be a pretty good customer right now. He's 0 for 7. Down she comes. Curve swung on. Third base. Rolling down into the bullpen of New York. Into third base comes Dark, and DeRocher holds him up on a double by Westrum. Well, the only bright spot for Bankhead right now is the fact that he is going to pitch to Kramer, the pitcher. Two men in scoring position. Westrum at second. Alvin Dark at third base. Kramer coming up, swinging a couple of sticks. He used to be a good hitting pitcher. This is the same Jack Kramer who's with the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. He had a great year in 48, won 18 and lost 5. Then in 44, he helped pitch the St. Louis Browns to their first pennant in the World Series, and he won a World Series game, too. Dodger infield laying back, of course. Two away, they're going for the big out here. New York out in front, 2-1, Bankhead into his full swinging windup. Pumps comes down, the curveball that is low under the knees, ball one. First base open. Eddie Stanky's out on deck with a windbreaker on. It's rather chilly in the shadows here at Ebbets Field. Ralph Frank is up throwing down on the bullpen for Brooklyn. Bankhead lines comes in again with a curveball over for strike. And it's 1-1. Bright sunshiny day here in Brooklyn, USA. A few angels up above. Dark jumping down off third base, and a balk is called. Balk is called as Dark jumping down off third had Bankhead stopped his motion out of the mound. And a balk is called. In comes Dark on the third base, goes Westrum, and out to talk to Scotty Robb goes a whole mess of Dodgers. Clyde Zuckwald is up appealing the Dodger case. Jury wasn't out long on that one, I'll tell you that. Dark came jumping down off third base. Bankhead, who had started his motion, stopped. The balk was called. In from third base, the score comes Dark. And Westrum moved up a notch. So the score is now 3-1 in favor of New York. The thing that makes it aggravating for the Dodgers, not only the balk, but they're in a pretty good spot to get out of the inning with Kramer, the pitcher, up there. Bankhead winds. Down comes another one. Swung on, and there's a fly ball hit deep back in the left field. Schubert goes way, 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 way back. But the ball is up in there for a home run. And Kramer hits one in the left field seats. That gets two more runs over. Well, how about that, huh? Jack Kramer got a hold of a fastball and lofted it back into the left field seats. It just did get in. Batted in the first row. Kramer receives congratulations all the way around. 5-1 in favor of New York. Kenny Stankey was walked both times. Stepping in now. Two out. Three runs over here in the top half of the fourth inning. One scoring on a balk, the other on Jack Kramer's home run. Bankhead now ready to serve his first pitch here to Stankey. Comes down, it's swung on and foul back up over our heads behind home plate. Strike one. Well, the Dodgers thought they were in a good spot with a pitcher coming up, but things didn't work out that way. Mr. Kramer was a boy who was in the good spot. Big DC-6 flying over into LaGuardia. Bankhead pitches again a little, Eddie. High inside, ball one. Ball one, strike one. Two out. Mr. Kramer made sure there wasn't anybody on after he swatted that one. Boy, that's the insult supreme. The pitcher hits a home run off you. Curve drops in there for call strike two. Ball one, strike two. 5-1. Favor the Giants. Now, DeRocher's got a little smile on his face now. He hasn't had much to smile about this year. Bankhead's next one, a curve that is low. Ball two. Three runs in here in the top half of the fourth inning. 5-1, New York. Post cereals. Happy to be sending it all your way. Say, by the way, have you tried Sugar Crisp yet? Oh, boy, if you haven't, right after the ball game, you better get to your grocery store and stock up. They're the new cereal sensation, added to the great family of Post cereals. Now the 2-2 pitch, and it's over. Call strike three. Frankie is out. Three runs on two hits. Nobody left. Well, here it is, fans, hot off the press. The new 1950 Dodger yearbook, complete with page after page of up-to-the-minute information of your favorite ball club. The Dodgers come alive for you in this book, in stories and in pictures. There are colorful write-ups of all the players, 48 pages of vital statistics, and Post Cereals is arranged to put it in your hands right now when the season's just getting underway. Now, here's all you do. Take the top of any regular-sized Post Cereal package or the front panel of a Sugar Crisp bag, and send it with a quarter to Dodger Yearbook, Box 79, Brooklyn 1, New York. That's easy, isn't it? And this is the same book that sells for 50 cents at Ebbets Field. So get in on a grand bargain offer. Send 25 cents and a box top from any regular-sized Post cereal package or the front panel of a Sugar Crisp bag to Dodger Yearbook, Box 79, Brooklyn 1, New York. And make sure your name and address is included, won't you? And you'll get your copy of this great Dodger yearbook, Toronto.